Hello and welcome to this episode of the Venus Investor Evolutionary Astrology Podcast. And of course, this week we can't help but notice that Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs is in the news this week and busting through the mainstream platforms as well as socially driven media and the independents. I feel what is transpiring here on the world stage is the joint effect of Neptune's dissolving nature at the end of Pisces and this dissolving nature on our consciousness and our belief systems. And the dissolving nature here is where we no longer, or we're given the choice or the realization to no longer believe in the power of celebrity or the concepts and programs that run society around this kind of elitism. We have lost faith, perhaps. Many more people will have lost faith or woken up to the idea that all is not what it seems and we can't trust these, let's say, hierarchical systems implicitly. The world we imagine we live in is crumbling, and that's Neptune's sort of nature and way of working. But as well, we have Pluto on the anaretic degree of Capricorn, the last degree, the degree of crisis. And Pluto is going to add power to wherever he goes. He brings in the power, and it's like being passed the hot potato. You have to learn to handle this immense power. And this power invites you then to transform, to step up. You cannot possibly stay the same. And the power moves in your core, you know, in your karmic kind of currents. And via this, you see into the darkness, you see into the past, into the underworld, you see these power shifts. And then you see the toxins, the poisons, the killers waiting to bite. So Pluto here says, come on, you've got to evolve here or die. Evolve or die. And of course, Pluto on that last degree of Capricorn, the global setup, the commercial world, the governmental world, setup of elites. Here, Pluto is again highlighting these global characters and how toxic they really are, how toxic or corrupt that top of the hierarchy is. And at the same time, they are being asked to evolve or die. Not just us, but more importantly, the people at the top are being asked that. And that's fine if you are prepared to evolve. If you are to take that power and change things and really understand it and get to grips with it. But if you're just going to get caught up with the whole power dynamic, power corrupts. And if you get caught up with that, you're probably holding on far too tight to what you have achieved or the level that you get to. And that's where Neptune invites you to let it go, because the harder you hold on to something with Neptune, the more it just like sand through your hands, it disappears. So I'm seeing that, and P. Diddy offering himself up there to be the person pushed out of the whole dynamic. So I had to have a look at his chart. And sure enough, he has Mars, dynamic, sexual, thrusting, active Mars on the anaretic degree of Capricorn. His Mars on that degree of Capricorn, that anaretic degree, must make him feel like he's king of the world, the mover and the shaker, and the man with all those power moves. Mars in Capricorn can get stuff done. He can get some really high-flying achievements done quickly and efficiently. This is the man who can. This is the Mars placement of a mafia man. Or can we push it further? To the bully, or the do as I say, or get told off, get reprimanded. These are dynamic thrust to what you want to achieve. It can be cold, calculating, but also really confident and really certain. So in that way, it's powerful. This Mars in Capricorn, dynamic, has no qualms about blackmailing, as it sees that if you're stupid enough to be caught up in this web of intrigue, then you deserve to be blackmailed. That's the tool. And yes, the sex of Mars here has obviously gone into a transactional, commercial operation and being Capricorn on a much wider scale. And of course, on this last degree of Capricorn, it's forcing the crisis, forcing the prostitution. This isn't romantic sex here. This is transactional and at a kind of almost institutional level, of course, or it has the ability to get there. Not everyone in Mars in Capricorn is going to end up as running a prostitution racket, but they have the dynamism and the kind of insight and the ability to know what to do, when to do it. So there is a kind of a coldness there to get things done at a high level. So I'm just reading this on top of what P. Diddy is presenting to us. And of course, this is at the 29 degrees as well. And Pluto, right now, Pluto in our skies currently is sitting right on top of P. Daddy's Mars at that 29 degrees. And it's just sitting on that degree. It's not going to 28 degrees. It's just sitting on that last degree. That's a superpower for someone who has that Mars on that degree. Pluto, the dark, overriding power, forcing an evolution, forcing a death on these two malefics sitting at that last degree for P. Daddy. This is the aspect of P. Daddy that can no longer exist. It's forcing something to happen. He has to go through a death process. And in our astrology world, we're thinking of a death process as something where he's letting go or that he's going to move on. But also in the 3D world that we live in, we know that perhaps somebody might even sort that out for him, because he obviously knows way too much and he can expose some big, fat, lying, cheating, toxic structures going all the way up to the top of Hollywood and the music business empire. And his own Pluto, this is P. Diddy's Pluto, is at the end of Virgo. So it's been trined by Pluto now. So he is going through right now a Pluto trine Pluto, which ordinarily can be really good for anyone to understand their own power and to start to use it appropriately. It's actually quite a boost, but it's a boost if you're prepared to change. If you're holding on, it's really difficult to get through that kind of process. If you're prepared to change and to take that and go, you know, this is my part of my evolution, part of my karma, I can move. The Pluto trine Pluto can be helpful. Maybe in this case, this is the 29 degrees, so it's going to bring around a crisis. And this surge of power that Pluto is bringing, your birth Pluto and sitting on your birth Mars. I mean, wow, that's a lot. And it will be addressing the darkness and increasing the violence, allowing that to be shown. How long has this blackmail thing been going on? How long? We don't know. Or maybe you do, delved that far into it. But also P. Diddy has Neptune at 27 degrees Scorpio. And he is a Scorpio. Ain't that the truth? But this Neptune, which is like a doorway in Scorpio to the underworld, the drugs, the darkness, the sexual abuse. So you hardly know the underworld for being shadow forces because it's so real. It's so ordinary for you because the doorway's always been open. I know the people born of this period where Neptune is in Scorpio are said to have taken the most drugs and drank the most alcohol. I am of that. I am that soldier, and I can personally vouch for that. And I know this has taken a lot of people down with them. So on P. Diddy's case, he's got Uranus in opposition to his Neptune. So this, and on top of that, his dissolving nature of Neptune in Scorpio is being trined by the current Neptune at the last degrees of Pisces. So the illusion he has created, the deception, the grim fairy tale, if we can call it that, let's all go to a white party. It doesn't make you think about that time, the Downton Abbey thing. So let's all have a white party. If you saw that clip, it's very funny, about Downton Abbey. But the deception, this grim fairy tale is now so deep, so wide and vast, truly vast. So when you have your own Neptune being trined by Neptune, it can be really discombobulating, like you when you arrive particularly at menopause. But also when you've lost sense of yourself and things are just been shaken up a little and the currents are not your own currents. You just have to go with the flow and surrender. But this is also a time to reinvent yourself, to lose the old you and become something new, perhaps something softer, more forgiving, more artistic, tapping into your spirituality, and also not giving a flying pig what anyone thinks about you, because Neptune just allows that to flow. So the Neptune trine Neptune in the life process and in anyone's chart is like an opening. And so it's opening this vast window onto a world here that P. Daddy has created. So I don't think we can comprehend how many actors, musicians, politicians, bigwigs are going to be caught up in this portal that the trine Neptune is showing. And of course, as I mentioned, his Neptune is being opposed by crazy ass electrical frying Uranus, which in opposition to his Neptune in Scorpio is going to light up that whole dark area of the underworld. And it's like, in fact, it's like throwing a bomb in there to explode it sky high. It's like, this is what's really happening. Can you see? And possibly the two are fighting each other. The Neptune in Scorpio wants that vast open ownership of this vast area of shadow, unconscious yearnings. Whereas Uranus opposite in Taurus is kind of like, let's get it out. Let's see what's happening. Let's see how that the bodies are being used. Let's see what is physically involved here. And also for P. Diddy. I mean, that's incredible, actually. I've got to think about that. But for P. Diddy, Saturn, currently retrograde in Pisces, is actually sitting on his north node in Pisces. So I can imagine this is like putting an obstruction in his way. But obviously the oppressive nature of Saturn, which then allows you to build properly, will have to overcome the other much darker and much more transformational aspects. Because Saturn on your north node can make put you in line for the right job, which might be hard work. You might have to put all your ducks in a row. You might have to work hard for this. But on the other hand, if you're already in quite a dynamic place, perhaps, and you have been letting things flow and using and abusing and not doing things the right way, Saturn comes along and says, you have to put these things right. And so the transformational aspects here, there's such an opportunity here for him to go, I did this bad and I can transform. But I don't know that's going to happen. There is a huge opportunity here for a sea change with obviously Neptune in Pisces, Pluto in Capricorn, Uranus in Taurus, the Earth sign part of that, Pluto in Capricorn and Uranus in Taurus, as they are now, have been recently making the grand Earth trine that was at once with the Virgo sun in the last couple of weeks, but now is formed with Mercury at the end of Virgo. So this is a grand Earth trine that can really move mountains. But it's shifting the whole dynamic. This setup is of trafficking, of sexual abuse, of Hollywood stars being pulled into an area to get promoted, but by doing dark things. This whole edifice here, it feels like this is what's shifting. And it feels like that instead of the Epstein case, that despite trafficking hundreds of girls, only involved one man, only involved Epstein and one woman, you know, despite all evidence to the contrary. And that's where we've got to with that case. This time around with this grand Earth trine, this could shift the great edifice of the music industry. As we speak, Usher and Pink have both deleted their X accounts, like immediately everything gone from their accounts. And a couple of others, I think. And I'm sure many people are set to fall on this sword. And because the astrology of P. Diddy, and right now what's going on with these planetary forces, is ready to shift boundaries, shift perspectives, and deconstruct more than just a glamorous but toxic distraction. This is epic. And I think it's like P. Diddy is one head of a multi-mountained operation. And I do feel slightly tainted about talking about him for so long. Let us look at the solar eclipse on the 2nd of October. Of course, we are now betwixt the eclipses, and this eclipse is going to be at 10 degrees Libra. And, well, we know eclipses come in pairs, more or less. We have the full moon lunar eclipse in Pisces this time, and then afterwards we have the new moon solar eclipse, when the sun and the moon come together in a conjunction. And this, of course, starts off a whole new period. It has a starter energy about it, the ignition being turned on for something new. And of course, with a normal new moon, that effect can last the two days either side, but then goes on for more 2 weeks. But in an eclipse, the effect is 2 weeks either side, and then the effect goes on for 6 months. It takes 6 months to run through. And this solar eclipse, this beginning energy, is on the south node, which pertains to our past experiences, maybe in this life and maybe in previous existences. It could be the current setup that we've come to, arrived at, in all themes of Libra that potentially has been the way things are for eons, or for the past 9 years in this eclipse cycle, or the past 18 years approximately for this eclipse to come back to the south node, conjunct south node. We can look at that structure this south node is bringing about. And of course, as it's an eclipse, this pertains to the wider sphere of influence, so to the collective, to mankind's progress. But then if it sits on any of your personal planets, luminaries or angles, it's going to have real significance for you, not just what's going on in the outside world. And so, yeah, that's 10 degrees Libra if you're checking. And the south node is on 6 degrees Libra as this happens. And of course, Libra is the sign of harmony and of balance, but also of art, of romance, relationships, value in things, and love. So there is opportunity there. And therefore, with this starter energy pertaining to patterns of the past, south node, in this lovely, loving, artful Libra, we can perhaps reignite something of the past. Or, I think probably more maybe quite likely, and definitely if you want to tap into that, start a healing process that helps us realize some of the patterns of the past now need updating. This is our last eclipse in the Libra axis, in Libra on that axis. So this is a good time to do that, purged. Now we are purged via this Libra South Node solar eclipse to address, to reconsider, to process and upgrade some patterning, or indeed some relationship or relationship patterning. And given that we've just been talking about P. Diddy and the dark, abusive sexual activities within the entertainment industry, for sure P. Diddy does not act alone, neither did Jeffrey Epstein not have any clients. We have to assume at this point, and if you haven't already assumed, then you sure as well now have to now that almost everyone is in on it. How could they not be if this is going on? You saw the parties. They all went to the parties. So bearing that in mind, it is a belief of mine that to get that far in the entertainment world, to get the full media booster package, the Pro Max Super Size Me entertainment celebrity package, you have to join the club. And that means either by some kind of initiation that you have to go through, I do not know what, or by doing some dark deeds, and I have no idea what, but it probably involves one or some of the 300,000 children that go missing every year in the USA alone. And obviously, you may have seen the video of P. Diddy's business colleague, partner, not relationship, who had bought all the land, this land that nobody wants because it's so full of corruption, right next to the border. He bought all this land right next to the border where all these people and children are coming through. Just saying, that's what's happened. But if you want to know more about this kind of thing, and if you haven't been assuming this, please go and watch the film Sound of Freedom. I think it's on Netflix. Please go and watch that. It needs to be seen by as many people as possible. or go through these fancy little bit, something more, do we call it, more Hollywood, go and watch Taken. I think the first one starts, the two stars, Liam Neeson. Just to give you a good idea of the worldwide child trafficking network and what that involves. I do urge people to look and understand that this is what's at stake here. And in fact, my business partner in my supplement business, my business partner's sister-in-law used to be social services officer of some description, I don't know the exact title, in the city of Oxford in the UK. And this is quite a nice city. It's got the university there. It's not run down or anything. It's not a good place to live. And she says she visited places where there were lines of cubicles with curtains across, and behind each cubicle was a drugged up minor. And that was the whole point of the cubicle, so you could go in and do what you like with those minors. And men, I'm sorry, it's men, 99%, 100% men, would be flown in to the UK to come and take their want with these minors who were drugged up on heroin or whatever, so they didn't really know what was happening. And some of these men would be flown in and they would use implements rather than their own bodily self to do what they want with these minors. And so some of these girls, because it is 99% girls, wound up, wake up in hospital with life-changing internal injuries because of what these men did to them with other with metal, wooden, whatever, implements, knives, batons, whatever it is, I don't know. And this is what's going on in the movie Taken. Although you can't really see, it's quite dark, as in it's lit quite darkly. But anyway, my friend's sister-in-law says that what was going on in Oxford, where they did this huge bust, it was exactly like in the film Taken. And she said these girls were taken to hospitals with these life-changing industry. And so she had to leave. And so she left and she opened a knitting shop because it was far too traumatic. And I guess you can only do that kind of a job for a short time without literally going insane or having your heart broken. So I mentioned this joyfully, sorry, so that we all know that this stuff is real. I've told you before about my father working as a policeman, 10 Downing Street, Houses of Parliament, Buckingham Palace, Westminster, and having to arrest MPs for kiddie fiddling, as he said, and then let them go, orders from on high to let them go. This has been going on for a long time. And it's not happening in some far off world inhabited by haute celebrities at the top. And in this way of realization, we can see that there is a huge delusion within the illusion of the entertainment world, which is the focus that we now have with Neptune in Pisces conjunct the last eclipse. Now, moving on, the focus from the Neptune delusion that we're being presented with, look, this is real, this isn't just an illusion, but the entertainment world is the illusion, if you see what I mean. But now the focus and these sexual dealings that are going on, about which we ordinarily have no clue or no real comprehension that could even exist. This solar eclipse in Libra could bring so much of this to the surface, really. But why is that so dark? Why would this Libra solar eclipse be so dark? So let's look. Libra is ruled by the lovely magnetic Venus. Of course, lifting Libra to the art form, the exaltation. But where is Venus right now? Where is the ruler of this eclipse? Just like the ruler of the last eclipse was in conjunct the eclipse, making it super powerful. The ruler of this eclipse is Venus in Scorpio, in the dark shadows of Scorpio. And this is where she can unearth, presumably unearth some deep and dark secrets, where she can magnetize elements of the power that moves the shadows, that shifts the sands that we haven't previously seen or even known existed. And she even here has the capacity now, and giving us that capacity to compute these ideas. This is why there's this darkness that in the South Node idea of this is what has been happening, not just recently with P. Diddy, not just, as I'd say, in the 1960s. It's been going on for aeons. And this is what needs to change within society. And on top of that, with Venus in Scorpio, Where is the ruler of Scorpio? Pluto? Yes, at the last anaretic degree of Capricorn. And yes, trine P. Diddy's Pluto and sitting on P. Diddy's 29 degree Mars in Capricorn. So this is the power player and the operator within this whole dynamic really coming into focus. There is such a huge shift here with this solar eclipse to expose the darker elements of society and of the entertainment world. And of course, this is in the collective. We are all part of this within our consciousness. And it does mean that if we can ignore this stuff, but if we ignore it, we are complicit. I know it's like, I don't want to know about that. I don't want to know. Put it away. I don't want to know. But we have to have something in our hearts that goes, we can do better. The world can do better. And we have to actively do something unless we want to be complicit and stay quiet. And what do? We do things. Maybe we write to our MPs. Maybe we go on marches. Maybe we go digging deeper and make more people aware of this. Pass it on. Say, look, this is happening. So more people wake up and understand what really goes on and don't go, oh, yeah, just in the entertainment business. We can also start praying for the souls that get trapped in this cycle of deprivation, because that must be really hard. And to be a parent of those children must be really hard. And also perhaps on top of all this, we can stop listening or buying the music of the global elites. And also, if you have any suggestions of what we can do about this, let me know. But also watch Sound of Freedom, because he really has been working at the coalface. And this is a true film, a true story. And also on top of this, we all have to do something to change our, or not change, but upgrade our vibration in some ways that therefore it no longer supports this regime. Like in the golden future, that darkness can't exist. And they, in inverted commas, have many of us addicted to the entertainment cycle whilst where it's distracting us from our own power. And who would we enlist to help us get back to our own power? Ta-da. Entrance, stage left. It just so happens that Black Moon Lilith is conjunct this Libra solar eclipse. She is our power girl. And it's funny how I mention her before I mention the fact that Mercury is also conjunct this Libra solar eclipse. And all of them together, they're all at 10 degrees Libra. That's quite a pile up around this eclipse. So yes, Mercury here is opening our minds so that we can connect with the layers of truth and obfuscation. Yes, Mercury is here to ignite our thinking around this and our own personal themes, Libra themes of where we've given our power away or held something so that it remained as perfect or in the place we needed it to be, where we've kept ourselves safe as well, where we've literally given our power away and then probably had it bashed back over the head by way of return. But Lilith here, she doesn't take any prisoners. She is here to bring out your dead. She's here to call out the inequality in the system. And we know Libra loves equality. Libra will be driving examples of imbalance and raising the game on the collective feminine wounding. And although I know this affects men too, the feminine wounding is huge. It's far greater. It affects men too. And it permeates through to via men and women, via wives, mothers, sisters. And there's been a call recently that we want men to join this fight against the sexual abuse, against rape and domestic violence against women, because men have a role here too. So this is a fight we both have to recognise. It isn't just a woman's role to do here. And Lilith here is going to, you know, it's going to call out these inequalities. And so we all have a job to do here. I'm thinking now of the disgraced BBC TV presenter Hugh Edwards. You might not know of him if you're not in the UK, but disgraced recently for child pornography and solicitation and paying for images. He's just gone to court, but he has not been imprisoned, not gone to jail for holding extreme child pornography on his phone and soliciting children for sex, etc. And On the other hand, someone who objected to high immigration rates on Facebook gets 4 years in jail. Where's the quality and the justice in that? This is Libra, come on. This is Lilith. We've got to call this out. And there's Hugh Edwards keeping his £300,000 a year BBC pension, which of course is paid for by the British public. If he went to jail, he would lose that pension, which I think he ought to. He's been on a £1 million, multi-million pounds salary anyway. He doesn't need that pension. So these are the inequalities that are now going way out of control. And perhaps this solar eclipse here is enabling us to see the imbalances and to put them right. So solar eclipse in Libra, conjunct Lilith, conjunct Mercury on the South Node. You know, here we come. We want a new era of fairness. And of course, I could go on about all these inequalities, but Lilith is here to do the job for us. And maybe with this being on the South Node, we can all look back at the inequalities in our own lives, perhaps where we have actually been on the winning side, where we've actually won from an inequality, and perhaps where we've definitely been on the losing side. We can't all have been on just the losing side. So there is inequalities where we've won too. And maybe we find a way to adjust our thinking around where those times happened. Obviously, this is Libra. We have to forgive ourselves. We have to forgive others for their part in it. This is Libra. Soft and loving Libra. This isn't a call to arms, but a call for higher justice that is not ours to name. So yes, if we get pulled into that, it is horrific, but not to feel the horror of it, but to feel love for those victims, because the perpetrators are victims too, even though it's a harder concept to get your head around. A beautiful Libra eclipse can give us the gratitude for all our blessings, deep gratitude. The goddess doesn't give you anything after if you're not grateful. So I start again. The goddess doesn't give you anything unless you're grateful for what you already have. And especially those things we've received in this South Node past. Let's have that gratitude and give it some blessings. And this beauty of the Libra eclipse ruled by Venus means we can count our blessings. We can count where we've had undisclosed or we've had better feelings about things, or when we've had when we've been shown some darkness, with Scorpionic Venus in Libra showing some darkness. So thank you for showing me where I was going wrong or where that person was using my own wounding to extract things from me, and where I was allowing that or part of the team, giving blessings to that, looking back in our own psyche to therefore find the beauty, the shadow and the beauty, and find the goodness within, whilst also being searingly honest with ourselves about our own disquiet and our own Venus in Scorpio tendencies towards moodier unhappiness or shadowy or darker thinking, and where we might have been incorrigible. So remember that last lunar eclipse was conjunct the other goddess, one of the other goddesses, Circe. Circe, the shapeshifter and the powerful witch. So we've got these two women standing as sentinels at each of these eclipses, ensuring justice is carried out. There's no hiding from their wisdom and of what is in our hearts. This is the honesty here, the goddess knows. And if it's troubling, you give it up to the goddess. You give it up to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this Libra solar eclipse can help us put the goodness back, to really see the imbalance and to draw in the goodness. So as always, we have to keep the frequency high and give love and gratitude and blessings and forgiveness, and find that all in your heart. Find in your heart where it perhaps wasn't before, because it's the South Node, it's the past. I hope you find that useful. And so until next week, I bid you Godspeed and blessings for the eclipse on the 2nd of October. And next week, I'll be back with the October stars. Thank you so much for listening.